7 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Has Pixar lost its Midas touch? We'll ask Chuck Curry that later on. The latest Cars 2 did not win the critics over. Lacking in soul and sublimity,
no,
said
really?
One. Yeah, right.
I'll still take
cute.
My kids to say it.
Really?
The first one was, without a doubt, the best animated movie ever put
really?
Out
there.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really good.
Michael Caine's voice. Isn't Michael Caine one of the cars? Seems to me.
I don't know.
I think it is.
Yeah. I just know old Mater.
No, you got Mater is, what's his face? Larry the Redneck.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah.
You got Owen Wilson is Speed, what's his face?
Yeah, Speed, what's his face?
Yeah, and Paul Newman was the judge, Doc.
Yeah, so who replaced him?
I don't know. I don't know that he's even in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, Newman's not. You can be sure of that.
What's his face from...
what's his face? Two what's his face?
Yeah, I know. From... who are the two Spanish comedian guys from L.A.? Bon and
Cheech and Chong.
Cheech and Chong. Cheech Marin was one of the characters.
Uh-huh. There you go.
So I don't know where they would put him.
Little laughter at 10 after. Coming up in just a moment, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Actual answers to the California driver's test.
Oh, boy. All right.
Around the corner here on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, Gecko, man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and be book smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be book smart now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The following, a sampling of real answers received on exams given by the California Department of Transportation, CalDOT.
Mm-hmm.
And this, answers were, read last week at a traffic school for moving violation offenders. Question, do you yield when a blind pedestrian is crossing the road? Answer, what for? He can't see my license plate. Question, who has the right of way when four cars approach a four-way stop at the same time? Answer, the pickup truck with a gun rack and the bumper sticker saying, guns don't kill people, I do. Actual answers given to the California driver's test. Question, when driving through fog, what should you see? A, answer, your car. Question, how can you reduce the possibility of having an accident? Answer. Next question. What problems...
You can't do that to us.
...would you face if you were arrested for drunk driving? Answer, I'd probably lose my buzz a lot faster.
That's true.
Buzzkill.
Yeah, total buzzkill.
Question, what changes would occur in your lifestyle if you could no longer drive lawfully? Answer, I would be forced to drive unlawfully. These are actual answers.
When did they start having open-ended questions on a driving test?
When Doug got this email.
Yeah.
What are
exactly
some of the points to remember when passing or being passed? Answer, make eye contact and wave hello if she is cute.
Hmm.
Question, what's the difference between a flashing red traffic light and a flashing yellow traffic light? Answer, the color. Question.
That's right.
True.
How do you deal with heavy traffic? A. Answer. Heavy psychedelics.
Nice.
And finally, what can you do to help ease a heavy traffic burden? Answer. Carry loaded weapons. Some of the answers.
Beautiful.
California driver's test.
Yep. We're great.
All right. So there's a problem apparently in Africa.
Yeah. What's
causing a stink?
Yeah.
The government of Malawi, led by Dr. Bingu Maratka.
Malawi. Mm-hmm. Now, that's right next to Sangala, right?
I think
yes.
It is, Richard. You're right.
Yeah.
They are planning to outlaw breaking wind. Government of Malawi plans to punish persistent offenders who foul the air.
It's one of the leading causes of global warming.
I'd like to outlaw that in Rite Aid also.
You'd like to do what, Ginger?
I would like to outlaw that in Rite Aid also.
Rite Aid.
Rite Aid.
Really?
There's always that guy that's crop dusting through the aisles. It's just annoying. Ugh.
So here's what they're going to do over there, Richie. People who are offenders who foul the air.
Yeah, what are they going to do?
They want to mold more responsible and disciplined citizens in Malawi.
Uh-huh.
However, the locals are upset. They fear that pinning responsibility on the crime will be difficult. How would you decide who it was that had passed the gas?
That's right.
And therefore would lead to miscarriages of justice.
That's right, travesties.
As criminals attempt to blame others for their offenses. One Malawian told a website, quote, my goodness, what happens in a public place where a group is gathered? Do they lock up half of those there? And how about at meetings where it's difficult to pinpoint culprits? Children will openly deny having passed bad gas and point to an older person.
Right.
Culturally, this could be very embarrassing. Another person said, we have serious issues affecting Malawians today. I don't know how fouling the air ought to take priority over regulating Chinese investments in our country. They've got a problem with the Chinese in Malawi as well. Chinese are buying up everything. You know that, right?
Sure.
Investing in every country, as many places as they can get their hands in until they declare bankruptcy, which won't be too long because their investments won't pan out. I can't imagine putting a lot of money into a place like Malawi or Sangala, either of those two places.
No, Sangala, the economy's going to fall any day.
Right. Okay, let's see here. Oh, we found Pam. Okay.
Oh, good.
Very good. I thought
maybe she can chime in on this new passing gas law.
Right.
The important issue of the day today.
Pam Popper is the person in charge of the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Ohio. She joins us every week at this time. The wellnessforum.com is her website. Matter of fact, Pam, I was talking about you over the weekend. I was up in Tiffin at Heidelberg for a Board of Trustees meeting, and I'm trying to remember who it was that engaged me in a conversation. I think it was one of the doctors on the board with me. We have, I think, three doctors, and we were talking about food and what the healthiest course of action might be. And there are two or three people who live in Columbus, and I asked them whether they knew about the Wellness Forum, and one fellow who owns a fairly large business said he'd heard about you and it, but didn't know why he remembered your name. I think your name is pretty memorable on it. People, as an aside, come on, Pam. People have to every once in a while say, Pam Popper, come on.
It's just so fun to say.
It is fun to say. So I want to know if that's your married, is that your married name or is that your maiden name?
That's my maiden name, and I couldn't have made up one so good. Yeah. I mean, people ask me, is it like a stage name? No, it's actually my name. And my sister's name is Penny Popper. That's almost as fun.
Hey, it's the Popper Girls, Penny and Pam Popper.
That's
that's cool.
All right, so now that begs the question, what's your middle names?
It's Pamela Ann.
Pamela Ann
Pamela
Popper.
Ann. Wow.
That's so fun. I'd rather be Pamela Priscilla Popper.
No, Pamela Ann Popper.
Pamela Ann Popper.
So you're a pap. You're a pap.
Right. Well, and when I was a kid, you know, you always fantasize about it. You want to change your name because kids made fun of it and all that sort of thing. And then as an adult, you want to be memorable. So I thought, I never changed it when I got married. So and I won't change it if I get married again because people remember it.
The best way to handle that, Pam, is just don't get married again.
Well, I've been told that. I've had those thoughts myself. I'm not an unhappy single person, actually. But I'm open to anything.
Did you just endear yourself to Doug? I think you two may have been. You might have to have dinner, you guys.
Yeah, right. But if we go to dinner, we're going to have to go someplace that's acceptable for Pam. And I don't disagree, actually. What goes on at the Wellness Forum, the focus is on diet and that sort of thing and health and well-being. And Pam is a great spokesperson. And because it requires a certain amount of articulation, you can say anything. I have discussions with people all the time at my farm about the vagaries of regular milk and how good raw milk is for you. You do not believe in dairy or beef or any of that. And I guess I'm not sure that I ever asked you this, whether or not you've ever had, you must have had dairy at some point in your life, and you must have eaten meat at some point in your life. I'm with you on the meat, but it's hard for me to be convincing as a spokesperson for dairy and say, oh, milk's bad for you.
Well, I used to, maybe we'll just stay away from that topic for the time being, but sure. I used to eat all the things that I talk about not eating now because I didn't know any differently, and because I, like so many people, believed what I was told in school. Mm-hmm. The whole process starts in school because we think what we eat at lunchtime, it must be okay. Mm-hmm. You know, my parents, I think, were good parents, and they bought the party line that everything in moderation is fine and there aren't any really good or bad foods, and, you know, you need proteins every meal and that kind of thing. So that's what I did. Now, my diet was worse as I got older. Because of kids and travel and all that kind of stuff, it just degenerated to the place where I was living on a lot of junk food. But even then, I didn't put it together that anything bad was going to happen as a result of it. And I'm lucky nothing did before I changed. But yeah.
Did you look heavy?
I
wasn't
always such a good eater.
Were you heavy when you were after you'd had children or eating the bad way?
I wasn't heavy. I had a lot of body fat. I mean, I was like 34% body fat when this whole journey started for me. Yeah. So I wasn't one of those people where you'd see me walking down the street and say, my gosh, that woman needs to do something about herself. But, you know, I'm pretty lean now. I'm athletic looking. I didn't look like that back then at all. And my skin wasn't real nice. And, you know, lots of things changed. I look better now at 54 than I did when I was 35.
One of the things, well, that's the year to be congratulated on that. One of the things, all the more reason for you to hang around with 35-year-old guys, I guess, that seems to be the thing. The 35-year-old guys want to hang around with all the 55-year-old women now, it seems, or at least the ones who have taken care of themselves.
And I think one of the reasons is, and I have gone out with younger men, that's not my objective, but, you know, men want to be with women who take care of themselves. Now, that's a whole controversial topic we could talk about. But, you know, we still live in a society where appearance is important, and the way you eat, it has a lot to do with your appearance.
Yeah, well, all kinds of things like that. But I think you're right. We're squeezed a little bit for time here, but I think that's something for us to sort of throw into the barrel and bang it around. Why do younger men seem to like older women who are in shape, who take care of themselves? Dr. Pam Popper is the director of the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Ohio, joining us on Good Day.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet and get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3122 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Hitler beating you in the basement of your house as a small child.
Yeah.
You get it right.
Michael and the brothers, Jackson, Tito, Jackie, Randy. What's the fifth one's name?
Marlon.
Marlon, that's it.
Thank you. Rich. Thank you. Ready to go.
Song was number one, top of the charts during this week and the next week, 1970. The third of four number one hits in a row that came out of this group. I Want You Back, ABC, I'll Be There were the other ones, at least to this point in their career. In the 15 years from 1969 to 1984, the Jackson 5 had 23 hits.
Wow.
Two platinum singles. They were Enjoy Yourself and Shake Your Body Down to the Ground, Richie.
Yep.
And one gold record called State of Shock. So the Jackson 5 doing very well. Actually, on this date, 1992, Michael Jackson kicked off a tour in Munich, Germany. For All the Marbles, the 2020 music quiz is, what was the name of that tour?
What year was it?
1992. 800-510-8255. A lot of bad answers and no answers so far today. Let's see if we can solve that problem by asking you a question from your musical history. You know, 70,000 fans.
It was last week, the two-year anniversary of his death,
yeah.
And TMZ has up on their head story right now, what's his name, the doctor who killed him, basically,
mm-hmm.
was at a wedding this week. So they have pictures
Murray.
Of him.
Conrad Murray.
Conrad Murray, thank you. Mm. They have pictures of him dancing at this wedding, basically playing it up that he was out celebrating while, you know, the second anniversary of his death. So
Michael's still dead.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so is the name of the tour that started on this date, 1992. Michael Jackson tours 42 cities over a three-month period. 800-510-8255, the name of the tour. It was pretty, actually, it made sense calling it that. So what's the name? 800-510-8255, Michael Jackson's tour on this date, but it got started in Munich, Germany. And that was the largest crowd they'd ever seen in this stadium in Munich. 70,000 people for the tour. It opened. What's it called? Or was it called? 800-510-8255. A Swell Doug Steffen prize for the person who figures that out. We were talking about passing gas a few minutes ago. You notice I discreetly didn't bring that up when Pam was on. Although I probably could have.
I think you should have.
Come on. Yeah, I know.
Everybody does it, whether they want to admit it or not. Now, should they be arrested for doing it in public?
My wife swears that she does not.
No, oh, never passes gas?
Nope.
Really?
She's
never.
Full of it.
That's what,
Literally.
Who Who used to say that? Skinner used to say that.
Yeah.
Okay, really, in the bathroom by themselves, they don't have a little sneaky peek. Give me a break.
Yeah, right.
It's hard. She doesn't.
But you have gas in your system.
Well,
what are you doing?
When you,
right. What happens to
yeah.
her?
Yeah, do you believe her, Rich, really?
It could be an argument.
I've
Let's
been,
get this started.
I've been with her for 12
Send
the
tape
years.
To Janet.
You'd think that sometime or another you'd hear proof, but, you know.
Right? All right, here's the problem from Virginia, Rich.
Yeah.
Let's see. Arlington, Virginia Public Schools. Claremont Elementary School.
Arlington, Virginia? Yeah, it's in the county right next to mine. It's in between me and D.C. I'm in Fairfax.
Right. They have a new potty policy.
Okay.
Arlington schools are pressuring parents to make sure that their children are potty trained
yes.
before they come to kindergarten.
Correct.
Does that seem appropriate?
Yes.
The mothers, a couple of mothers were upset because they said forces our children to grow up before they are,
right.
before they need to grow up.
You know why it is?
They need to be potty trained. Then.
Yeah, because they have to take over responsibility from the nanny.
Oh, yeah. I don't have that. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, these days, technology seems to change by the hour.
Once you get it out of the box, it's already outdated.
Well, at Rent-A-Center, you never have to worry because there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're never stuck with something that's dated.
Kind of like those pants.
Hey! Parachute pants are back, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get great deals on Acer tablets with Android. Worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
With IBM's Masters of Business Change, I'm Bill Crawford. One company with a goal to empower decision-making by its employees challenged themselves to deliver the right information to the right people at the right time. Ed Largent, president of Westfield Insurance, explains how they did it.
Data analytics technology really gives our employees easier access to the information they need to make quicker decisions with better insight. Everybody works from a single version of the truth. We can now measure our performance and deliver value much more effectively.
Through a partnership with IBM, Westfield's employees now deliver faster and better solutions to customers that are more innovative and information-based. Largent adds,
better insight leads to profitable growth, stronger relationships with our partners, lower expenses, and most of all, peace of mind.
To learn more, go to westfieldinsurance.com. That's Masters of Business Change from IBM.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and Be Book Smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be Book Smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Video now, Richie, is it back to its formerly superb self?
You have redirected your camera in the right position.
Yes, thank you.
You are super B, sir.
Very good. 26 for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We're looking for the name of the tour Michael Jackson started on this date in Munich, Germany. 1992 was the year. So the music quiz, 2020 music quiz, you got another 5 minutes to answer the question. Take a shot. If you know what it is, help yourself. It's well. Doug Steffen Prize can be yours if you're a sporting sort, as it were. 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, it is time for us to do a little exploring. Don't you think so, Richie? It would be a good time for us to explore. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, so the story from today's show at DougSteffen.com today, Nevada passing a law that could let self-driving cars on the road next year.
Uh-huh. Okay, I think that's okay.
You do?
Yeah, because some people shouldn't be driving. So maybe in this case the car might be better. This Although I think it's the people that should be driving are going to still buy these cars. It's the people that shouldn't be that won't be. Does that make any sense? No. Yes?
Well, the...
Google car. There's Google cars, right?
What's a Google?
It.
Never heard of the Google car.
Google developed
Volkswagen is. I guess Volkswagen is working with Google on this, though, aren't they?
Yeah. I don't know whether Volkswagen is or not, but Google created a car that could drive itself, and they've been driving it around the roads of the country all for the past year or so.
All right, so Volkswagen has this new temporary autopilot on some of his cars for next year.
Yeah, get out of the way.
Question, can you drive drunk with that thing now?
Or drive old.
Like if
old
it drives.
Drivers, yeah. Yeah.
If it drives for you, do you need a designated
who
driver?
Who programs the radar? This thing is, they use radar, a laser, and ultrasonic sensors to have the drive safe. So are these things all along the highway? Is that what they're, how do you... I don't understand this.
I don't understand how it works either.
Anybody know? 800-510-8255. Story in the New York Times over the weekend. New York now is looking at the same law. Oy. Ooh.
There will be a day in the next 10 to 15 years where you will not have the ability to control your vehicle.
You know,
whether we are flying or driving on the pavement still, they will have a computer driving for us. There will be the sensors in the road, and it will just, we will put in our GPS where we want to go, and it will follow the sensors to the safest thing. And whenever it comes within 50 yards of any other obstacle, car or a bridge or whatever it is, it will veer away from it. Yeah, you know? We'll be all be safe.
But don't Fred, you think this leaves it open for like terrible, scary mob movies where they're going to actually like hack in and program
into
your
car
to
drive
off
of a bridge,
bridge
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Great. Fred Smith, who runs FedEx, says that he'll be flying planes without pilots in 10 years.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
FedEx planes.
Yeah, they'll be doing drones.
No pilots. Using the drone, exactly. The same thing that the drone bombers use over Libya or wherever they're using them.
Sure.
Same technology. Boeing has already perfected it, so put it in planes. And then within the next 20 to 25 years, at the Paris plane show this past week, there were two things that came out of it that were pretty fascinating. One of them is the supersonic plane that will get you from Tokyo to Paris in 2 hours.
Ooh, nice.
Tokyo to Paris in 2 hours. Takes off from an airport, and then when it gets above, it was kind of like the old the Concorde. You get up to 110,000 feet, and it zips into rocket mode and travels at the same speed that the plane that the shuttle traveled. Once it gets above the Earth, certain, you know, you get away from the gravity, is much less pull. So you'll be up above.
Have you ever flown on the Concorde?
I did.
You did. You flew on one of the last flights.
I did.
Does it feel differently than a regular plane, or is it
one of the strangest things? I've told the story before. I sat next to Paul McCartney, and we had a great conversation about a number of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then
to pick up that name you just dropped,
Paul McCartney. Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
What's-her-face,
he had a good conversation.
Leg.
He was a good guy. I enjoyed talking to him a lot. But one of the things, looking out of the window of the plane, we were passing planes. You could see the planes underneath. They were in the same air corridor. You're just flying over them. You can see, catch up to them. You look out the window. I remember four or five planes, a Northwest plane, a Delta plane, I think American Airlines, you know, because they use the same. They're all coming over from London or Europe at the same time, and they use the same, more or less, they use the same pathways in the sky. Mm-hmm. And so we were up high enough, but you could look down and you could see the planes under me, and we go, phoing. Just, it was
How
really,
did you go again?
Wow. Phoing.
You know what's interesting?
But you didn't feel it in your stomach, though, right?
No, not at all. The plane was, if you have claustrophobia, you might not like the plane because it's pretty tiny inside. Two seats on each side, that was it. Not much fun from that perspective, but it was fun to have the experience, much as anything else. All right, so, Richie, what did you start to say?
I just found an article in the Washington Times about this from a month or two ago, because I'm trying to figure out
about
the self-driving cars, the automated driving cars.
Right.
I want to figure out what they use as sensors, what steers them on the actual street.
You know what
itself.
This points to?
But you know what's interesting?
What?
General Motors has one with the Carnegie Mellon Institute.
Yeah, they developed it, yeah.
And guess where all of the funding for the research for these projects is coming from?
Gas companies?
Try again. Beware
Google.
The...
Chinese.
Military Industrial Complex.
Ah,
there you go.
DARPA.
Right. Yep.
There you go.
The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency.
Yeah. Yep. We're all asleep at the switch. This country's going to be overrun by the controlling forces of it, and hope it doesn't happen in my lifetime, but it's disgusting. It is really disgusting. And you know what? One of the things that's most discouraging about this, I love to drive. I love to drive.
Trucks, cars.
Yeah, okay, as long as that's the case. But there's a lot of fun in driving. I love this past weekend driving back and forth across Ohio. One of the things, I think I said this on the air on Friday, didn't I? How startling it was to see the fields underwater still, and how little corn, I mean, how many empty fields there are and what fields have been planted, how little the corn is up, maybe 4 or 5 inches, and that's it. At this time of year, normally the corn would be up a couple feet.
Yeah, knee-high by the 4th of July.
All right, that doesn't happen on my farm. I'd be lucky to get it all in by the 4th of July.
The reason for all this research and wanting to go to autonomous vehicles grew out of concerns about the number of people who die annually in vehicle accidents.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's one of the stories at DougStephan.com. Also, if you want to see the rare photo of Billy the Kid, which sold at auction over the weekend for $2.3 million, we have that one for you at DougStephan.com. We have Charlotte doing her thing on the lawn.
It's hysterical.
Is absolutely hysterical while I was away last
rolling
week.
Rolling around on her back in the grass.
Like a supermodel.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And we're holding a good thought for Charlotte. If you didn't hear me earlier, she's in the hospital today. She has some kind of metal in her stomach or intestines, and they're trying to figure out how to get it out of her without having to operate on her. So we'll hold a good thought for that. Speaking of dogs, this is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful story. We're happy to have this kind of stuff at DougStephan.com. The dog from Maryland, Richie, had raised thousands of dollars for cancer research after escaping from his yard and running part of a charity half marathon. This is one of those golden doodles, a retriever and a poodle mixed together.
Right.
Dog's name is Dozer, D-O-Z-E-R, joined runners at mile 5 of the 13-mile Maryland half marathon race. Dozer and his owners were visiting family when the invisible fence surrounding the yard went on the fritz, and so the dog escaped. Runners saw him at several points. There's a video, actually, of him crossing the finish line at 2 hours 14 minutes, and then, by golly, the dog found his way back to his house.
Wow.
Yep. So they've given him a medal. The race officials gave him a medal. This has been viewed. This thing has been viewed on YouTube thousands of times. They set up a fundraising page on the web to benefit the beneficiary of the race, which was the Greenbaum Cancer Center in Maryland, University of Maryland. And so here's this person sitting in front of his house when these runners came by, and they looked and they're having a lot of fun. So they look more carefully at what's going on. There's this dog running with them. So people set up the pledge pages, and so far, $14,000.
There he comes running by. Look at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just kind of trotting along with everybody.
Yeah. So we have that video. Or is this a, we ought to put this video up, Richie, too, at the website.
Huh? He's running across the finish line.
Yeah.
I'll put it
up. Put that up. That's cool. We love our dogs. We love our dogs. Funny. All right, the poll today has to do with the power of prayer. Richie actually was responsible for the verbiage. Would you like to repeat your verbiage?
Yeah, let me go to it here. The question was, do you believe in prayer?
Mm-hmm.
And your answers are A, yes, your connection with God makes miracles happen.
Mm-hmm.
B, no, prayer is a wasted wish to nowhere.
Uh-huh.
C, I'm not sure if it helps, but I still pray just in case. And D, I just don't know.
Doesn't hurt. That's my way of looking at it. It doesn't hurt. Our poll over the weekend, do you think O.J. did it? This on the heels of O.J. Simpson. Oprah wants to have him on, but only if he'll confess. A lot of reports on that. So we asked whether or not you thought O.J. did it for the 950 millionth time. 76% of you said yes. Let's see, 11% said probably. 5% of you said you weren't sure. And 3% said hopefully Oprah will let us know soon. Oy. All right, before we get to Dr. Ken, once again, this is the we failed three times today.
No.
Yes, to come up with the answer to the 2020 whatever the quiz was. We had a news quiz. We had a history quiz, didn't we? We had it was the tech quiz. Yeah, tech quiz. And then we had the music quiz. The Dangerous Tour. Michael Jackson started the Dangerous Tour in Munich on this date in 1992. The Dangerous Tour was the answer to the question. You may have a question for Dr. Ken. We're going to actually ask him a couple of questions. Dr. Ken Kronos, the medical expert for Good Day, right around the corner here on the program.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use bullfrog marathon mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
With IBM. La 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 la. Richie always, when Richie's caught flat-footed, you notice how dramatic it gets? Really? When say
go, go, go. When you hear him, he says, go, 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 go.
Right. All right. So that's the classy beginning to our discussion. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have the key to weight loss in addition to MetaFast, that story. And also, if you're following Dr. Ken on the Good Day website, you notice that he has some info there, the ban on cribs. We ought to spend a moment talking about that. But first, let's talk about something that Ken and I actually are experts on, the stomach. And whether or not I told the people earlier, Ken, that Charlotte has a piece of metal stuck in her stomach, I have been giving her probiotics. The Natron Healthy Trinity folks, pioneers in probiotics, have a probiotic for dogs, which they were kind enough to send to me, and I've been using that for Charlotte, not to get rid of this thing. I didn't know that she had a problem. She'd been throwing up, and so I brought her to the vet, and they x-rayed her, and she has a piece of metal about the size of a dime stuck in her small intestine. And so I was just thinking about that, and we're all holding a good thought for her, but it brought me back around to thinking about how smart these people at Natron are, because they've learned how to help people and your pet. And you'll find out more about that if you go to the Natron website, which is natron.com. But for people, Natron's Healthy Trinity is just brilliant. I think that's the best way to put it, don't you?
Absolutely. It's the probiotic, the healthy bacteria that we need to rev up our immune system. And we also need, all living intestines need these healthy bacteria to make sure that they absorb the building blocks they need to function properly and not have all those horrible symptoms that you have when it doesn't work right.
The pioneer in probiotics, Natron. Serious probiotic. Say it again, Doug. Take two on that. Serious probiotics for people who take their health seriously. The Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't feel completely happy after 90 days, you got a great tummy, Natron will give you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free 14-day supply with your order. Call 888-9-NATREN. That's 888-9-N-A-T-R-E-N. Or I guess you could translate it to 888-962-8736. So what's the story on this calorie versus carbs debate? It's not anything new, really, is it?
It really isn't new to me. This is out of the American Diabetes Association meeting that took place this past weekend, that curbing calories is the key ingredient for diabetics seeking to lose weight. And it didn't matter whether it was a low-fat diet or a high-protein or high-carb diet. They were all equally effective. Just watch the calories.
Use the MetaFast diet, folks. Take our advice.
Absolutely.
You have the story on the ban on popular cribs. What's that story?
Well, this was a story that was from last week, but let's do it again. Taking place this week, new safety rules that take effect in America that will ban the manufacture and sale of traditional drop-side rail cribs. They appear to have played, Doug, a role in the suffocation and strangulation death of dozens of infants over the past decade.
51 after on Good Day.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now.
Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile, and our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your social security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offers some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Never heard this before.
How original.
To have this, yeah, this is very original. This is Bill Conti from Rocky. The movie was number one during this week, 1977. Was that 34 years ago, Chucker? Rocky, the first Rocky, was number one at the box office, and this tune was number one in 1977. Number one at the box office, number one on the radio. The
Actually,
theme.
It was 1976.
Oh, well, then we got another mistake here. We're doing great with the website today. There's 77 here.
It's close, really. It's a year or two.
Yeah, right. Don't be a stickler. Stick in the mud,
yeah,
Chucker.
Yeah, come on, Chucker.
Chuck Curry is here.
I got to report the fact that it won the Oscar for Best Picture, beating out the movie Network, which was
yeah,
my favorite.
Yeah, it was another good movie. Yep. Okay, so that's the story. Anyway, a good memory. Any more Rockies in the works?
I don't think so.
Six of them, right?
Well, I hope not, because the last one I thought ended, I loved Rocky Balboa. I thought it ended on a perfect note. And,
yeah, capped the series.
If you want to do another Rambo, that's fine, but not another Rocky.
Right. And how are they doing on production of the, what's the Incorrigibles or the, what do they call it?
The Expendables.
Yeah.
It should start filming sometime this year for a summer release of...
Next year. All right. So Chucker is here.
Stallone will star, but he will not direct.
No. All right. So it'll be interesting to see who they get into that. Oh, that's the swing of the action stars. 55 past the hour. Chuck Curry, Movie Moments. Chuck will have the number one movie. Actually, look at the top movies at the box office this weekend after we have a contest to try to identify the audio. And I'm going to keep my fingers crossed if people are going to do better today. We have an epidemic of wrong answers, no answers, or whatever. Whatever it is, God bless you, folks. We'll put your mind in gear with some clips. We have three outtakes, audio outtakes, from a popular movie. You listen to it, see if you can figure out what the movie is. Call 800-510-8255. You never won before in Movie Moments. That's good, because the first one in with the right answer gets a swell Doug Steffen prize. Here's the first audio clip.
You do too much. You're not Superman, you know.
Is that easy enough for most?
Got it. Yeah.
Got it. Chucker, you get it?
Yep.
Jennifer?
I do.
800-510-8255. Now let's get the audience cued in here. Next audio.
This is my gift, my curse.
Oh.
Yep.
There he is. Mr. Milktoast, the
star.
You
won't hear that guy anymore doing this.
No. All right. Inappropriately so, probably.
Yeah, he was good. I liked him.
Yeah. All right, next clip.
Whatever life holds in store for me, I will never forget these words. With great power comes great responsibility.
Right on, brother. 800.
Evidently, he likes the gamble, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we've heard
without
that.
A doubt.
800-510-8255. Okay. So after we find out who what the movie is, we'll ask Chucker to clarify that. Meanwhile, Chucker, how'd the box office do this weekend? Cars got terrible reviews, right?
Well, it got the lowest reviews of any Pixar film. They had the gold standard in animation. I think 48% positive on RottenTomatoes.com. But let's be honest, these films are critic-proof no matter what. It did a solid $68 million in business to place number one at the box office. The R-rated comedy Bad Teacher with Cameron Diaz overperformed a very solid $31 million in its opening frame.
Terrible reviews also on that one.
Somewhat split. I mean, so a lot of people did not like it at all. Some people liked it. But $31 million for an R-rated comedy.
Chuck, let me ask you something.
It's a good number, yeah.
Does anybody pay any attention to the reviewers anymore? Are they totally irrelevant?
No, I don't think they're irrelevant. I think like number three, The Green Lantern, got pretty much bad reviews. That hurt the film. I think if they're split, people don't care. But if the movie gets like 90% negative reviews, that definitely will hurt the box office. Green Lantern, 18.3, $89 million in 2 weeks of release. Warner Brothers will probably take a big financial hit on the film, but what I read reportedly, they're going to do a sequel anyway and try to get it right. Number four, Super 8, my favorite film of the summer, 12.1 over the weekend, $95 million in 3 weeks of release. And Jim Carrey's Mr. Popper's Penguins round out the top five, $10 million, $40 million in 2 weeks.
Maybe we give those to Pam Popper and have her
play
Penguins. Right. So when is this True Blood movie? Isn't there another True Blood movie coming up pretty quickly? Or
you mean Twilight?
No, True Blood Truth.
That's a series on HBO.
Oh, is it? Oh, I thought it was a movie for some reason. That shows you what I know. Jim.
Exactly.
Let's see if Jim is smarter than the rest of us. Jim's in El Paso, KTSM. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
What's the name of that movie?
Spider-Man.
Was the original Spider-Man, right, Chucker?
Yes.
It was, Jim. Good job. You'll get a nice prize. Thank you. Hold on just a second. Thanks to the other folks who called with the right answer, but I always promise first caller in with the right answer, who hasn't won before, wins on Movie Moments on Good Day at 59 past the hour.